Come and get us.
Come and get us. I'm sorry. So I don't know. It's frustrating, and I would like to say that I have enough energy to be amped up about every single LGBT issue, but I tell my students all the time that you will burn out if you are amped up about every single issue. And so I can't be, because I will burn out, and I want to be able to donate energy towards the issues that I can get amped up about. I think that if you don't feel passionate about it,
right,
you're not going to be motivated to make a difference. So I feel passionate about gay marriage. I think it's really important, and
I put more energy towards other issues that I care about. I think that hunger and poverty are things that I care about, and
gay hunger
it's
and
easy
gay poverty.
It's easy to make changes on that level that actually really affect lives. Yeah. Clean water, basics, you know. And while I do want gay rights as well, it's not as often a matter of life and death. So right. I'm hoping that as the world changes in the next few years,
we're going to get hate mail from
America
gays.
Changes in the next few
we're
going
to get gay hate mail saying that we're not gay enough and we're not helping the cause.
This show is so gay.
This show is so
freaking gay.
Hey.
We're fine.
Anybody writing us?
Anybody
online?
Have a problem? This show is so gay.
That is
on
our screen
AIM.
Name. And, you have like two more
Bring
minutes to give us a call before our guest calls in, and then our phone lines will be shut down for our guest. so sorry about that.
Absolutely.
We're having iPod difficulties tonight, which makes me sad. I don't know what the
makes
problem is.
Makes me sad too, but we have a song queued up.
We have a song queued up, which we're going to...
which is track three.
I am on track three. Tell us who we're going to be listening to, Becca.
This is Erica Luckett. And the song's called Kindness. This is off of one of those wonderful CDs that I've stolen from my roommate. It's from Amaze Me, Songs in the Key of Peace.
Here we go.
Wrapped around his drink, in the mood for a little argument, he asked me what I think, but no, no, not yet. He said, no, 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 not yet. No, no, not yet. He said, no, no, not yet. He said, the world is divided into weak and strong, there's good and bad and right and wrong. Don't trust the ones who sit on fences, they're either with us or against us. Well, I'm a child of many worlds, and if I had to choose just one, I'd say my home is a planet that circles around the sun. It's like a ship and we're on it for a ride. At the end of the night, we're all on the same side. We may be different in the ways we think, but if we don't hang together, the ship is gonna sink. So I believe in kindness. I believe in simple things. I believe in the preciousness of all beings. I believe in tomorrow, despite the troubles we face, because I believe in the human race. Oh, 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 oh. We learn to measure power by how hard we push, how hard we show. When our greatest strength is our capacity to love, I believe in kindness. I believe in simple things. I believe in the preciousness of all beings. I believe in tomorrow, despite the troubles we face, because I believe in the human race. I believe in kindness. I believe in kindness. I believe in kindness. I believe in kindness. I believe in kindness.
Who is that again, Becca?
You're going to quiz me now, huh?
I am.
That was Erica Luckett with Kindness.
All right.
From Amaze Me, Songs in the Key of Peace.
Are we ready to welcome our guest?
We are. I'm excited.
Guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hello, guest. You seem a little quiet. Can we turn him up a
yes,
little bit?
Yes, we have turned him up.
Excellent.
All righty. Hey, everybody in our listenership, and especially, who's listening in D.C. right now?
We have, let's see, sorry about that, I'm Joey, losing windows.
Joey is listening in D.C.? Is that the shout-out we're giving?
We
right
have
now?
Joey and Jason in
Joey
D.C. who are so freaking gay over our show. They say we sound great, and they say that you haven't paid them to say that.
Wow. They could win a T-shirt for that.
Yeah, they could if they knew the word.
If they knew the word of the day, which we will get to. But let's get to our guest. So our internet audience and our... What's that, Thomas?
I want to know what the word of the day is.
We're not there yet, Thomas. If you could just be patient, thank you.
Okay.
We're not usually this rude to our guests, but, you know, you're jumping the gun.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So, internet and Brattleboro audience, please join us as we welcome Thomas Gensimer, who is the managing partner of Blue State Digital. Thomas, you have to tell me if I get anything wrong, okay?
All right.
Okay. Which provides custom internet applications and communication strategies to Democratic political candidates and organizations, as well as nonprofits. Profit organizations. How are we doing thus far?
Good so far.
Okay. And Blue State is currently supplying Barack Obama's campaign with online fundraising, voter outreach, social networking, and web hosting. Guest, is that correct?
That is accurate.
Okay.
And so far, we haven't heard of any major scandals where the website's gone down or accidentally gone up with, you know, Republican nonsense. So you must be doing a good job.
We think you're doing a good job.
Not yet. You know, we have, what, how many, 15, 14 days ahead?
Yep, hang in there.
Yeah, we have a little more work to do, but it's been 21 months and things have gone well.
All right. Do we capture that all accurately? Would you rephrase that in any way?
We do some corporate work as well. In addition to our do-gooder political things, we are expanding into a lot of corporate work, entertainment work, and international political efforts.
Okay.
So I hope all our listeners caught that. He has sold out.
Wow, Thomas. What happened, man?
You know, everyone has a cause.
Okay. Oh, we were just talking about that. Thomas, what's your cause?
A cause? My cause now is electing the president.
Okay.
And then, hold on.
Thomas, are you getting arrested during our show?
I'm outside in Washington, D.C., and there's, you know, still the occasional crime incident.
Oh, I didn't even know they still had
my
that.
My cause is initially electing the president, and then, you know, we deal with many causes, from, like, children advocacy to education reform to passing labor standards in the country to maintaining a labor government in the United Kingdom and so forth. There's many causes.
Do you guys work with any LGBT causes?
Actually, post-election, I think the most interesting and exciting one could be the growing movement to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which we are in the middle of through our client service members' legal defense network. And they just last week, or rather last month, had the first hearings in nearly 10 years in the subcommittee talking about the issue. And
That didn't go so well the first time around back in 92.
It's getting to a point, you know, you can see the incremental progress, that it's one of those issues that is just so clear. You have people that graduated, you know, first and second in their class in the Air Force Academy who were kicked out. And you have the dozens of people who speak Arabic who were kicked out and pursued aggressively in, you know, ways that no one would be proud of despite their prejudice.
Okay.
So it's something that, unlike the marriage issue, which is so clouded in so much BS, I don't think you can say the whole thing on there.
We've been experimenting with that this evening, so don't worry about it.
It's something that is really tangible and real and exclusively federal in nature. So with the right votes in Congress, among other things, you could definitely see a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is, I think, you know, is an important thing. And how does it compare with marriage? I guess up for interpretation, but it seems pretty major.
Well, let me ask you this. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We talked about on our Lost show that will never be podcasted because we... we just weren't able to record it. But we failed. But it was a great show, and people will just have to make it up in their imagination. But we talked about, there was a poll out on one of the LGBT websites on whether or not the fact that, well, let me ask you this, Thomas, because you're more connected than we are. We're just on Main Street in Brattleboro. Do you think that there's a strong presence of LGBT issues in the current election?
I think it's getting overwhelmed by many, and forgive my people, your listeners, there's many more important issues.
Okay. Thomas, please don't get kicked off the gay show.
Yeah, I think I sent you an angry email a couple weeks ago, actually. I'm sorry about that, Thomas.
No, I mean, I really...
Because the website...
our financial system's in ruin. We have two wars. We have lots of... And comparatively...
We don't even rate on the other issues category on that website.
Wait, what website are you talking about?
On the Obama website. I was checking that out.
There's not other issues, not an LGBT thing?
There wasn't a couple weeks ago when I went on.
Well, let me ask you this.
It's not easy to find anyway, that's for sure.
It would probably classify under marriage or something, right?
We're shaking our heads.
Anything.
We forget they can't say. But here's our question. Here's our main question, Thomas, that we're hoping you can help us answer a little bit. But the fact that there is, to some degree, some element of LGBT invisibility... because there are other issues, and we agree that there are
other issues.
No, it's invisibility, but I think you could say the same thing about the relative importance of the environmental community. It's still a strong piece of the foundation of the progressive movement, but are we taking a front and center stage right now? Largely because there's not a whole lot of right-wingers who are pushing marriage amendments the way they did in 2000 and 2004, and because... there's all the other issues. I mean, there's twofold effect. We should celebrate the fact that wedge issues are not going to play as big of a role this year as they did in the last two cycles. There are more, there are issues of global impact that affect everyone sort of up and down the spectrum and across the board on socio-demographics that are, you know, predicating the decision people have to make.
Do you think that there's a conscious decision then on the part of some people to intentially not bring up some of these issues so that they don't become a wedge issue, so that they don't become polarizing?
Probably. Yeah, I think that's probably accurate to say on both sides. I don't, you're not actively seeing anti-gay efforts drummed up on the right.
What about California?
The couple of states that have some marriage amendments.
Well,
being the biggest.
We figured that you might have more knowledge. Okay, so Thomas, we're in Vermont, we don't get any advertisements here,
right?
Because
everyone just assumes that we've
already
voted.
I think they've
already
called the race here in Vermont. So if you guys, you might want to fill that in on your website.
Color that in blue.
Yeah, we're done. We voted.
It's good. I'm happy to report that there's many of those states.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
So we perhaps are I was saying earlier, we're a little bit spoiled in that we don't necessarily... We're not subjected to, it sounds like, the barrage of ads. Well, and this is where you correct us if we're wrong. There sounds like, particularly in California, there's perhaps a barrage of ads just about the marriage amendment.
On both sides, and I would say we are being more aggressive, and we being the no side are more aggressive. You know, we're not voting. It's weird, the yes-no thing when it comes to ballot propositions, but actually we're... on the no side, and that we're upholding the decision of the court.
I was reading on CNN.com yesterday. They had a nice little interactive electoral map where you could click on the state and find out some information about what the efforts are in the state right now. And so you click on Vermont, and it just doesn't say anything. It's just blue. But it said, I thought this was really interesting. It said for Georgia, which apparently is a state in the South. For our
which
listeners.
We're familiar with.
It said, Mr. Obama is hoping that a big turnout among black voters will help him put this in play. In addition, a former congressman here, Bob Barr, is running on the Libertarian ticket and is likely to... Okay, blah, blah, blah. Mr. McCain's advisors say that they can pull this state off the map in the red column with a few advertisements reminding voters of Mr. Obama's views on social issues like abortion, gun control, and gay rights.
Right.
So I'm wondering, I mean, again, we're very much not in Georgia. It's actually the Vermont state motto, not Georgia. Is that happening? Are there, even though it's maybe not being widely used?
I think the...
Because you're our expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Well, you're in D.C., so you must...
Versus our side this year, the number of independent groups that are running ads on the right's behalf exceeds. There's not a lot of independent expenditures happening from the Democratic side. I have not seen hate ads against on the gay issue. There is active... And in Georgia, I mean, should we really win Georgia... McCain has far better things to worry about than picking on the gays. I mean, Georgia, we have to realize, you know, if Dems are winning in Georgia, we are having a very, very good year.
Yeah.
That it's irrelevant. So I think the negative attacks that are happening are largely on a national basis. They're coming after us for the random bits of things that they are, however fringe, from the Bill Ayers thing to taxes, and we on the other side are talking about the global issues. Now, South Dakota, again, is another client of ours.
The whole state?
The Planned Parenthood chapter, who is, for the second cycle in a row, 2006-2008, fighting an abortion ban. And so that's very much an issue. There are three or four states
that
have abortion, you know, type things. I think that's probably... We saw it in the last debate, a healthy conversation about abortion. We haven't seen it on the gay issue. So if there's wedge issues being deployed, I think it's there's still more. It's easy to get on a news cycle and attack someone on abortion than it is on gays.
Now, are you implying, though, when you say the last debate, are you implying that some people watch the debate instead of listening to our show?
Oh, you are competitive, aren't you?
We were last week.
Thomas, we lost. We lost big time. Though when I got home, I found out quite a few people were actually listening, okay. Which
you should have been.
Thank goodness for TiVo.
While on the radio,
we you know
live commentary.
We're not that high tech.
Yeah.
We need you to come in and wire us up here so we can do such things.
Yes, and I must say, and I would like to thank you publicly on the air for the fundraising that you guys are going to be doing for our show. I think it's extraordinarily generous.
It is. Those donations are just flowing right in with that new website you made us.
Yes, the show is so gay.com. So we were talking about... Oh, can we ask you more questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, I've got one.
That was a little bit resigned.
I know.
I'm not sure if we can interpret
scared.
The shore. Yes.
We're not trying to be angry at you. We're just angry in general today.
We came in angry tonight, Thomas, and you're just catching the tail end of it.
We have a lot to be thankful for, though. I think we should all be in really good mood.
Yeah, it's just been a bad day.
That was really nice, Thomas.
Yes, it was. It was the spirit of Thanksgiving. It's lovely.
That was a nice little cornucopia on our show.
So it's kind of a bad lead into my question, though, which I was going to ask you what the biggest challenge of your job has been with this particular project over the last 21 months, you said?
Yeah, well, more than anything, I think it's managing a business that is more than just this particular project, because it is inevitably the most alluring project that anyone can be involved in. Throughout the 20 months, quite frankly, it's been really interesting from the heated primary battle to today. How do you represent all the other issues as well as the presidential is the bigger challenge. The reality with the campaign, and it's been, you know, we openly admit that the best thing we do is manage Barack Obama's sort of fan club. It comes from the candidate. It was a community organizer 25 years ago, and so this stuff comes naturally for him. Other clients that have to work a little harder and fight a little more bureaucracy and not be on the front cover of every newspaper every day, but
right.
still get their issues heard. So,
are you seeing a lot of LGBT people in power there in your day-to-day life?
Oh, D.C. is full of them, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, because we were on our first show, there was the story had come out that day, and quite frankly, we were trying to break it, but we just tend not to break news here on our show. But about the rumor that McCain's chief of staff was gay or is gay, and the big thing was, well, who cares? But then other people saying, no, that's hypocrisy. I say,
is that exactly what they said?
Okay, it's what I said. I paraphrase for our listeners who don't have time to read these articles. And so that was, it was kind of curious. Is there a sense that if you are gay and you are working, for, say, prominent Republicans that you are in a way selling out because it is such an espoused platform of so many of them to be anti-gay.
But for some people, it's a secondary issue.
Socially awkward to be around. Like, I can't get over the hypocrisy of it too. But it is a common thing, and it, you know, you just sort of, you know, it's like when you meet the 50-year-old person who hasn't come out of the closet. It's just that unspoken elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You know, Ken, it's like when I lived with you and you went out of the closet.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So moving on to another topic.
Oh, you made him blush. I've never seen him blush.
Thomas, such a pleasure having you as a guest.
You didn't give the backstory of our relationship.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're a guest on our show. We are thus interacting for the first time. Which brings us to, and this maybe will lead to some backstory that we will now provide with our listeners. So Thomas, perhaps in another life, was my sophomore year roommate in college. And then he moved out, and it was awesome. Not because he moved out,
wow,
but because I was, sorry, it didn't, because I had a single then. It was great. But one of the things that Thomas was obsessed with, can I say obsessed? Do you even know where I'm going with this?
I have suspicion.
Okay. One of the things that Thomas was obsessed with, sophomore year of college, can be summed up in one word. And that word, Thomas, is?
Well, I was thinking two words.
Oh.
What,
yeah, I'm
was
only
obsessed with in one word.
That you would stand online for.
Oh, rent.
Yes. That is the correct answer.
I thought you were going to say Betty Buckley.
Oh my God, you were, and I never understood that, and I had never heard of Betty Buckley. And
that was more gay.
That
was Rent.
Name of your title song of your show.
First of all,
that's so gay.
First of all, Thomas, if we're arguing which is more gay, Betty Buckley or Rent, you've taken this gay show to such a higher level of gay.
Yeah, we just went way gayer. Way gayer. But I think we have our word of the day is Rent.
Yes, our word of the day is now Rent, so that's official.
Wait, I was talking about Rent today.
Well, that's my question. Okay, so
well,
this is my question.
Well, that's pretty gay.
And you're on the right show. So as Thomas would be the first to know, Rent is no longer on Broadway. So, when was the last time you saw it on Broadway, Thomas?
The last time was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I missed the last show, unfortunately.
Did you see...
But the original cast is coming to D.C. The original cast, Adam and Mark, are coming to D.C. in a couple of months.
Yeah,
I know. They must be, you know... Even the last time I saw it, I felt old.
Well, there's our question for you. Do they still
I spoon-fed you that one.
You did. I appreciate that. It was a good setup. And so knocking it out of the park, are they still making shows like that anymore? That have such a gay sensibility, and not just are kind of farcically gay, but that one was pretty much tapped into a lot of what it wasn't really what
yeah,
we were
I
going
think that
through.
Was more about the homosexuality being part of the fabric of the era and sort of part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And we don't have an AIDS right now. But, I mean, we have it obviously, sadly, but we don't have it as a cultural issue as much as we did, which was really the Labo M connection for Jonathan Larson was the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
Right.
And you look at the similar thread that runs through like the movie Philadelphia, which had its 20th anniversary the other day on AMC was the first running of Philadelphia, and it's incredibly powerful, but not particularly gay. I mean, it is in that it was the early emergence of a gay character in a serious role, but you know, it touched on many more issues than just gayness.
Yeah, they filmed the last, I guess it was the last night of Rent, and they showed it in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And we went to Boston a few weeks ago and saw it in the theater. It was like a $22 movie theater ticket, which was a little bit annoying. But
right,
my God, everybody was crying. And it was really, it still affected people.
I can't it coming up there, but at the same time, I realized that a couple of weeks ago I saw Rent the movie showing on TV, and I wonder if that was the same time when they were closing it down.
Disappointing.
Yeah, so, but I wonder if that's why they were showing it on TV was because it was
the
ending
possible. Thomas, we're going to give you one opportunity, which life does not afford everyone these second chances, Thomas. So
okay, we're
recognize
give you the opportunity to design our website.
Oh, that too. But and free, which we appreciate. But
absolutely.
Also, not everyone gets second chances to explain themselves, Thomas. So in your farewell explanation, please somehow justify the Betty Buckley thing to our listening audience.
Oh, all you need to do is go on YouTube, and which I do regularly, and when I need a little Betty Buckley fix, and I listen.
You really were a junkie. You probably still are.
Because she's sort of a crazy diva who has never achieved the level of fame, so she has that fringe element to her, okay, but has an incredible voice. I urge you to go to YouTube now and type in Betty Buckley Meadowlark.
I mean, I felt like I was in a...
I've just reached a new height of gayness on your show.
We can... Well,
she has this belting voice that is just unmatchable.
We hear you smiling. That's what's scary right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get some of her music.
Next
and
week,
play
we're going to play
Absolutely.
Betty Buckley.
So you're going to tune in, right, Thomas?
Totally. Totally. Okay. Or you'll send me a CD.
We will... We will send you a CD. We will hook you up with the podcast that will soon be online. But I was Becca. It's like I was living in a triple.
Really?
My sophomore year. It was me, Thomas, and Betty Buckley.
Oh, and Betty.
Yeah.
So hot.
Okay. And on that note, Thomas Gensimer, we wish you all the best with the upcoming election. Please let us know if there's any way we
can... Go vote. Call a battleground state. Go to New Hampshire. Go to...
Quick, call your friends in New Hampshire. Get them to put you on their leases.
Oh, did you, Thomas, have you you've seen the, not that we're endorsing anything, Thomas, because we're a public radio station.
Right,
so
we can't.
Of course.
We
can't
endorse
say
any candidates.
Naughty words either.
But have you seen the Sarah Silverman Great Schlep?
Oh, of course.
I mean, that is, I must say, I encourage just really creative ways of getting people to go
and
vote.
Where are your parents politically?
I'm sorry. I think your time is up now on our call. No, my parents are, you know, oh my gosh, does my mom not like Hillary? So we went through that, and that was really, I think, you know, unfortunately, there is a culture of, and I do think that this election is changing that a bit, so I will preface this by saying that. I think that there can be a culture of deciding who you support based on who you don't support.
Right.
And I will say that I'm seeing the other side of that. I feel like for the first election in my lifetime that I can consciously recall of people deciding to vote for someone and not deciding to vote against somebody else and not just defaulting
or,
to the ticket.
Exactly. Or not choosing the lesser of two evils. I feel like a lot of people are really passionate this time around, which is great to see. I love seeing all these people really into the politics that are going on.
So we want people to go get informed, and if you have not, I think it's a little late for absentee ballots, isn't it, Thomas?
I've still seen them coming and going from the college I work at.
All right. So people should go out there, get informed, check out the websites. One of the websites is maintained by our guest, Thomas Gensimer. We thank you.
You are so gay, and I love you both.
Well, thank you. Can we get you as a guest in the future?
Absolutely.
Okay. How about right after the election?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Thomas.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
We have one more song?
Yeah, let's play another song.
All right. The one I gave you was Carrie Newcomer, and this song is called A Mean Kind of Justice.
Here we go.
There's a ring around the moon. There's a chill in the air. There's a mean kind of justice coming down, coming down. Angels wring their hands, they put ashes on their heads. There's a mean kind of justice coming down. It don't ever stop a thing. An eye for an eye, tit for tat. And I've never seen nobody truly satisfied by that. It just rolls around your head, eating holes in your heart. There's a mean kind of justice coming down. Will not die, will not die. It bears all its seeds.
seen it all, and still it survives. And I know we have failed, but I've seen that we can fly. There's a goodness on this earth that will not die. Forgiveness never sleeps, but the devil wants its due and says human life is cheap. Until we give up any hope we could ever change the past, then at last, there's a ring around the moon, there's a chill on the breeze. Somebody with their hands clasped down on their knees, and angels hold their breath for what might set them free. There's a mean kind of justice coming down.
Tell us about the song again.
That was Carrie Newcomer with Mean Kind of Justice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
So
that was Thomas.
That was Thomas Gensmer.
He's all gone now.
He's all gone now. Can we tell folks about some upcoming shows?
We sure can.
We sure can. There's some just crazy stuff happening on This Show Is So Gay in the next couple weeks. And we're a little mystified by it, to be honest with you, but we're going to take it every step of the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Next week, Susan Werner is going to be on our show. Susan Werner is just... people have heard me rave about her a million times before. Susan Werner is such a huge, huge in stature, hugely amazing singer-songwriter, and I'm just... I'm going to fumble. You're going to have to pick up some of the pieces of me fumbling and stumbling.
She's coming on.
Yeah, stumbling through my words.
Is that next
to Susan
week,
Werner.
You
that
said?
Is, Susan Werner is next week on the 29th.
That's very exciting.
The following week on the following week, which the dates are starting to escape me right now, but the week after the 29th, Eric Hyman, who headlined all of the LGBT music festivals this summer. Again, Eric Hyman, thank you for coming on our show. We're hoping you're going to tell us why when you're on. So that's fantastic. And that's on the 5th. I want to say that's on the 5th. And then on the 12th, which again, he's been featured on so many covers of LGBT magazines. Ari Gold, who is a hugely successful gay singer-songwriter, R&B artist, he's going to be on our show. I got to say, I think it's the logo.
I think you're right. It's a very professional-looking logo. And who do we have to thank for that again?
SwitchFX.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, SwitchFX.com. There was no exchange of promoting SwitchFX.com for our logo, but we're happy to tell people that for those who have asked, hey, where'd your logo come from?
Right, and if anybody else wants to help us out in any sort of way, know that we are very good at
We need
saying,
a web designer.
Badly.
So, hey, if you're a web designer and you want to give a couple hours of your time, we're really easy clients. And
because we're thrilled by anything.
We're thrilled by any help that you give us. So other things that are going on in the news, one thing that I am so excited about.
Oh, my gosh, he's excited.
I'm excited. I've been pretty amped up all show, and I'm excited about this as well, is that the movie Milk is coming out. You are shaking your head.
I have the blank stare, Becca patented pop culture blank stare.
While I talk about Milk, go run to the window and see if anyone's standing out there.
Okay.
This is what we do. It's one of the rituals that we do every week is we run to the window because we're trying to build up some sort of street presence for our show. We want the residents of Brattleboro, Vermont to actually leave their apartments after 9 p.m. But
I'm sorry. No one is out there.
Okay, Becca's back
from
the window.
Oh, wait. A car is driving by and they're slowing down. I don't think they're even listening to us. I think we need to like yell at her.
We're gonna.
She looks hot. If
anyway.
You're listening, you're cute. Look up in the window. No,
wow,
nothing.
I'm
no
so
presence on the street.
Thrown off.
I'm
right
single
now.
And
my
you know lonely.
Sad. Anyway, the movie Milk is coming out on October 29th, and Milk is Sean Penn playing the title role of Harvey Milk. What's your knowledge of Harvey Milk? I'm putting you on the spot.
It's nail. Not much to is say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
We know this about me.
We
this
know.
Is
okay. Well, he's not pop culture, though. He was the first openly gay, really elected politician in this country. He was a city council member. I'm hearing things outside. I think there actually is a parade.
There's nobody.
No, it's just one guy. But anyway, Harvey Milk is was a city councilman in San Francisco. And my personal hero is Harvey Milk. I actually keep the mayor of Castro Street, which is the amazingly written book about his life by Randy Schultz, who also wrote and the band played on. It stays on my bedside table. It does not leave my bedside table. And I just adore Harvey Milk because he was a flawed hero. And I thought that he was someone...
And you can respect that?
I really can respect that. He wasn't trying to be a purist and wasn't trying to hide his indiscretions and wasn't trying to build up a political life that in some way insisted that he was purer than his opponents. But as many people know who are listening in, Harvey Milk was assassinated in... I want to say 1978. Let's go with that.
He's your hero.
He's
man.
My hero, I know. And I say it with such a questioning voice. He was assassinated in broad daylight by an...
In 1978.
Oh, hey, cheers.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, source of all of our
yeah.
information. Unless you're a student, in which case
sorry,
you should be
Sarah.
Doing original research.
By the way, I need to just apologize to Sarah Hagedorn, fabulous fact checker, friend of mine, former fact checker. Because I realize that you probably are going crazy listening to this show without proper references yes. or... Yeah. We're using Wikipedia and a couple of other sketchy yeah. sites.
So he was assassinated in 1978 and along with the mayor of San Francisco in broad daylight by a former city council member who then subsequently didn't get off but... certainly wasn't given his due sentencing because of what at the time was the Twinkie defense. His defense essentially was that he ate too much junk food, too many Twinkies, and it gave him some sort of artificial high that resulted in him walking into City Hall in broad daylight and assassinating Harvey Milk and the mayor of San Francisco. So that movie's coming out with Sean Penn. I'm a little nervous. My expectations are... really, really high, as they were for
See,
not
that's
the,
dangerous.
I know.
Getting your, you know, expectations high just sets you up for disappointment.
I know.
I don't want to have to pick you back up and paste you back together.
No.
It would be sad.
And it's playing at the Latches in Brattleboro, which I'm in awe. Because there's, I don't know, a lot of art house movies we don't often see around these parts. I feel like we're in the middle of nowhere, which we're not. But yeah, no, I do have really high expectations for it, as I did for Rent. And if you have been listening to our show all hour, you can hear how well that turned out or not well at all. So if you want to talk about any expectations that you have, we still have a few minutes left of our show. Please call us up at 802-246-6107. We would love to take your call and hear what's going on gay in your life.
Absolutely.
What's going on over there at the Instant Messenger?
Not too much today.
Okay.
It's This Show Is So Gay.
Is our screen name.
That's our screen name.
You can drop us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. You can check out our website. Join our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group. At last check, had 79 people. We are going for 100, and our motto is Together We Can. Our other motto is, oh, crud.
That's the best motto ever.
That's not our motto. Our other motto just occurred to me is now dead. Because our other motto was syndicated by October 18th, or we keep going. But I guess that's still
so
live.
We're still going.
We're still going. So if you're looking to...
We meant 2009.
Yes. So we will be syndicated by October 18th, 2009, or we will keep going. So if you're out there and want to talk to us. So
if you want
any...
to get us off of your local radio...
and onto a bigger stage.
Absolutely. Call XM or Sirius Radio and see what you can do for us, because, boy, would that be great. although with all of our technical difficulties today, I don't know. I think
this has been a work through it kind of.
It has.
So I was reading a little bit about Connecticut marriage, because it's not that I didn't know when you brought up Connecticut. Becca brought up Connecticut marriage
last week.
And I certainly knew about it, but didn't have a really strong reaction to it, and did a little research, and it turns out that a lot of people didn't have a strong reaction to it because it wasn't very well publicized.
No, it was kind of sneaky.
It was a little...
Well, we've got a really big presidential election going on right now.
As Thomas told us, there's apparently a war going on. Two, in fact. So it kind of snuck by. And what I was reading, it was a very interesting article on one of the LGBT websites, that one of the reasons it didn't get a lot of press is because the people who were fighting against Connecticut gay marriage were put in the position of fighting for civil unions. It had already kind of been determined, okay, look, it's either gay marriage or civil union. You got to do one or the other. So all the anti-gay marriage people didn't really have a ton of choice and had to fight for civil unions, which I just thought was hilarious.
That's great. I would love to see those ads.
Yes. Civil unions.
Send
it's
links
the best we
if
can
anyone
get.
Has it. Yeah. It's good enough
civil
for you.
Yeah, civil unions. It's not marriage.
But that's, I told you this last week and I'll say it again. My father really has a problem with, well, he did have a problem with calling it marriage.
Yeah.
Just the word drives him nuts. And I found that that's actually a lot of people's issue, is that they want us to call it something else. So if you have another name, we could call it gay marriage. Just, you know.
I just don't care. I have to say, all right, I'm saying it's the end of the show. I don't care. It's not that I don't care about gay marriage. What I care about is having the same rights and privileges that my brother and my sisters have in their heterosexually coupled marriages, their opposite sex marriages. I don't really care what it's called. I have no intention of getting married in a church. I just want the same rights. I want the same privileges and the opportunities and all of that that everybody else has. And I just don't care what it's called.
State by state, it's not going to make a huge difference until it's nationwide.
Stop calling it fighting for or against gay marriage. You're fighting for or against
equal
rights. I don't know. Am I wrong?
Probably, but I'm right
there
with you.
That's the other motto of our show. Are we wrong?
Probably. I like the oh crud one, though. We're definitely coming out with new ones. So I also have to say hi to Ken, who is...
is it me?
No, hi, another
Becca.
Ken.
Oh.
Another Ken. There is a different Ken who might actually be listening tonight with Stacy. And Ken is going to have some very exciting things going on in Connecticut soon. And I'm going to try to hassle him into coming on the show.
And we now have our loyal
top secret.
We now have our very gay and thus by definition very loyal listeners, Joey and Jason.
Absolutely.
I think it was Jason's 30th birthday recently. I'm totally outing him because I saw the pictures on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
I did not get invited to that party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if that I wasn't gay enough. Maybe I'm too gay. Could I be wrong?
It's possible.
Probably. So we're gonna work with that for our next motto. So you guys, for the past hour, whether you realize it or not, have been listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. We will come at you every single week on Wednesday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Whether you listen or not, we're going to start visiting people. We're going to take this show on the road. And if we hear that you are actively not listening to our show and you are taking a stand against our show, we're broadcasting from your living room.
From your living room.
We're doing it.
All right.
We're doing it.
Sounds good.
We have a big, big budget for this show.
I'll just be, you know what? We can just send me out and I'll sit on their front porch with my cell phone and call in.
Oh, we need a roving reporter.
Yeah, I could totally be a roving reporter. Actually, Christmas Eve, I might be a roving reporter from Houston.
If you are listening, you will know that now the job opportunities that you currently have, that we currently have for you, are fundraiser, web editor, and roving reporter.
It's true.
If you are interested in applying for any of those positions, please send us your resume and a copy of some sort of cover letter, letter of interest to this show is so gay at AOL.com.
And a bank statement proving that you have enough money to survive on our paltry yes. salary of nothing.
Yeah, we do require that if you are going to take any of these positions that you not have any other outside commitments. We would prefer that you not have any sort of job or relationship or family. We will provide that for you. Not so much in the compensation. We provide amazing emotional compensation, and we'll mention you repeatedly on the air, which is huge. But it is, I want to be very clear, it is a cult.
It is.
It is a cult. We do require that you not have family. So that's pretty much it for us for this Wednesday night. We'd like to again thank our guest, Thomas Gensimer, for calling in and giving us some perspective from the Washington elite that we so don't have. My name is Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And we hope you listen in next week to This Show Is So Gay. Any parting words, Becca?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, have
this show is so freaking gay.
It's so freaking gay. Are we wrong?
Probably.
Probably. Bye, folks.
Bye.